It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
According to a highly classified intelligence report obtained by The Intercept, Russian military intelligence executed a cyber attack on at least one U.S. voting software supplier and sent spear phishing emails to more than 100 local election officials shortly before the 2016 presidential election. The hackers are believed to have then used data from that operation to create a new email account to launch a spear phishing campaign targeting U.S. local government organizations. The info in the leaked document seems to go further than the U.S. intelligence agency's January assessment of the hacking that occurred. The report was allegedly leaked by a 25-year-old NSA contractor, now identified as Reality Lee Winner of Augusta, Georgia, who has been charged in U.S. District Court with copying classified documents and mailing them to a reporter. Sarah Huckabee Sanders was at the White House press podium on Monday, where she was asked about the most anticipated Senate testimony in years, as former FBI Director James Comey goes before the Senate Intelligence Committee on Thursday.
The president's power to exert executive privilege is very well established. However, in order to facilitate a swift and thorough examination of the facts sought by the Senate Intelligence Committee, President Trump will not assert executive privilege regarding James Comey's scheduled testimony.
It's now looking like all the broadcast networks, in addition to cable news, will carry the hearing live. Getting underway Thursday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern, start popping that popcorn now. Much to the dismay of his staff, Trump's Twitter tirades continue. Following Saturday night's terror attack in London, the president went after London Mayor Sadiq Khan, taking Khan's comments out of context when he tweeted, quote, "At least 7 dead and 48 wounded in terror attack, and Mayor of London says there is no reason to be alarmed."
Why is the president picking a fight with the Mayor of London right after his city was hit by a terrorist attack?
I don't see that the president is picking a fight with the Mayor of London at all. I think, again, the president's point is something he said, frankly, it's been almost 2 years now, a year and a half ago, when the president talked about how we have to be more committed to national security. One of the reasons we have the travel ban here through that executive order is a focus on national security. That was the point he was trying to make.
But the president is saying that the mayor said there's no reason to be alarmed by the terrorist attack. That is not what the mayor said. The mayor, in fact, said that the threat level remains severe, that the chances of another attack are highly likely. He was saying don't be alarmed by the armed police presence on the street. And the president directly misrepresented what the mayor of London said.
I don't think that's actually true. I think that the media wants to spin it that way. But I think that the president...
The mayor was saying there's no reason to be alarmed by an attack on a city? You think that's what he was saying?
I think that the point is there is a reason to be alarmed. We have constant attacks going on, not just there, but across the globe, and we have to start putting national security and global security at an all-time high. President Trump has been very clear that's his priority, and he's not backing away from that.
In addition to London's mayor, Trump's recent tweets have targeted his own Justice Department and may have made it harder for his travel ban to be implemented. On CNN Monday morning, Deputy Assistant Sebastian Gorka and Chris Cuomo got into it over the president's tweeting.
I just find it really disappointing that not only did you have one of your staff on before me for several minutes to discuss the president's tweets, that now we're 8 minutes into this interview and you're doing it again. Let's talk about policy. I'd like to talk about
that
policy.
That is the policy. His tweets are the policy. They are statements from the president of the United States about what he wants.
It's not policy.
Of course it is.
It's social media, Chris. It's social media.
It's not social media. It's his words, his thoughts.
It's not policy. It's not an executive order. It's social media. Please understand the difference.
I think that you need to have a little bit of an understanding here.
When
the president says, this
is
what I want.
You're a journalist.
What are you saying? We shouldn't listen to what the president says?
You shouldn't obsess about it for now. 12 minutes, Chris.
On NBC's Today Show, Kellyanne Conway said that the media has a, quote, obsession with covering everything he says on Twitter. While Trump was on his overseas trip, the Wall Street Journal reported that White House lawyers would begin vetting his tweets before they went out. When asked by the Daily Beast this week if the plan had gone anywhere, a White House official simply messaged back, LMFAO. The floated idea to have a legal team screen Trump tweets has, quote, not been moving forward, according to this official, with knowledge of the internal deliberations.
On Monday, Trump's tweeting contradicted the administration's efforts to enforce a ban on immigration from six Muslim-majority nations. "I am calling it what we need and what it is, a travel ban," Trump tweeted, directly contradicting White House spokesman Sean Spicer's insistence that the measure is, quote, "not a travel ban." Actually, the administration has been at odds with itself over the question of whether or not it is a travel ban.
First of all, it's not a travel ban.
We're going to have a very, very strict ban.
It can't be a ban.
It's a 90-day ban.
It's not a travel ban.
The ban deals with seven countries.
That is by nature not a ban.
This is a ban on travel.
That's not a ban.
He first announced it, he said Muslim ban. He called me up, he said, put a commission together, show me the right way to do it legally.
I'm not confused. I think that the words that are being used to describe it are derived from what the media is calling this.
And that's today's look at what's news. These reports and the Nicole Sandler Show are 100% listener funded. If you appreciate our work, I hope you'll consider a contribution. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.